This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersections of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Warning, and each week we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this week's practice, you're joining a deepened exercise in community agreements. You will hear BYP 100 Healing and Safety Council leaders Ife Williams and Chris Roberts offering an exercise they use in their chapters. You'll hear the framework and an example of the exercise here, so you may want to have things with you to take notes so that you can learn this process and maybe even try it out in groups you are a part of yourself in the future. The BYP 100 Healing and Safety Council is a body of members dedicated to cultivating and supporting self-determined forms of healing, cultural production, and harm reduction. They use the conceptual tenets of healing justice and activates this work through creative healing practice that focuses on prevention, intervention, and transformation. You can read more about their work and also Ife and Chris in the show notes. All right, let's learn. Here we go.
Hello, Healing Justice folks. What's going on? My name's Chris. I'm here with Black Youth Project 100 Healing and Safety Council, and we're actually going to share a practice with you all today that we use in our organization. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with community agreements, but we're actually going to be sharing with you all today is an expanded and I guess a bit more of a built out version of that. And what does it mean to account for each individual person's understanding and idea about what these terms that we often throw up on paper and have in the front of meetings mean, right, for each of the individuals in this space? And how do we account for that diversity of thought among our collectives and our groups? And Ife is going to expand on that a bit.
Peace, everyone. So as Chris said, this is a practice that we do to make sure that the chapter is being responsible to the individuals, right? So this is an exercise and a potential practice that groups can do to periodically check in on whether the chapter is meeting the needs and being accountable to its members, right? So I'm just going to go ahead and share the instructions for the exercise, and then I'll share out the prompts that can be asked of the members, and Chris will respond. And then I'll kind of close out with what the following steps can be after individuals have responded to the five prompts that we have. So as you're setting up the space for this practice, I would suggest again, in whatever way that you set up your space, in BYP 100, that usually means being in a circle so that people can see each other, people can hear each other, people can be accountable to each other. And then you want folks to have access to whatever forms of material that they might need to be able to answer to the prompt, right? So I think we always try to understand or to emphasize the fact that not all folks are most comfortable writing. Some folks would prefer drawing. Some folks would prefer coloring, right? So have an abundance of materials so that people can really respond to the prompts in a way that's most accessible and most comfortable to them. So the terms that we're asking our members to define are safety, validation, trust, accountability, and affirmation, right? And once those definitions have been solidified both collectively and individually, then there can be following steps that I'll go through in just a moment. So this is how you would kind of lead the practice. Again, people can have access to materials that are most accessible and most comfortable to their responding to these prompts. And Chris is going to do so verbally for us today. So Chris, can you please tell me, safety within BYP means or looks like to you?
For me, safety is feeling that I can be my whole self around members of the organization and in space that I share with members of the organization in ways that I don't feel threatened or that I need to excessively protect myself. So for me, safety would mean a feeling of comfort, a feeling of not having to have all of my guards up.
Validation within BYP chapter looks like?
Validation would be, I think, being seen, not necessarily always spoken about or made the center of anything. That's not what it would mean for me at all. But what it would mean or does mean for me is probably more importantly the concerns I raise or interest. So for me, for example, discussions around class are very important. So I'd like to see the organization addressing those issues in an important way. And that would help me to feel validated to know that political issues and topics and things that matter to me are important issues for our chapter and taken seriously.
Trust within BYP looks like?
What's said stays, what's learned leaves. I think that one remains consistent for me. I think trusting that you can take lessons from spaces, but the stories and the particulars and the people stay. I think that, trust is a simple one for me, but one that I think is probably of these four the hardest to repair once broken. So it's important that that trust be maintained. That's what it will look like. So said stays, learned leaves.
Accountability within BYP looks like?
When I think about that, I think of all members of the organization across title, position, being open to being held accountable, but also holding others. And I guess to define that, it would be a balance between transparency and honesty, right? I don't think accountability means saying exactly everything at every single moment and every single time, but I do think, as one of our colleagues put it, one of our peers, our comrades in this struggle has said over the weekend in a very meaningful way, is how do we get at transparency and honesty? And I think that's accountability for me. And constantly moving towards that. I don't necessarily think achieving it. So for me, it wouldn't be like getting all these things exactly right all the time, but constantly moving towards transparency and honesty is one of our comrades in the organization said.
An affirmation within BYP looks like?
Gas each other up, you know, like just telling folks like you're awesome, you're doing well, because we live in this world where that's just not the norm, but just gas each other up. And it's like, just showing each other love. I think that's important. That's affirmation.
So thank you for sharing your responses to those prompts. Another invitation for this practice, right? Depending on how deep or how embodied folks would like to get with their membership or with their members around what these mean, is to also ask the same questions. For example, safety within BYP feels like, safety within BYP sounds like, safety within BYP or the organization, right? Of course, insert the organization that you are a member of, but safety within the organization smells like, right? And this is definitely a practice and a way to understand potentially what people are responsive to or what people are not comfortable with, for example, in regards to smells. So once individual members have answered these prompts individually in the way that is most comfortable to them, then it is the role of the facilitator, right, to bring folks back into the circle and bring folks back into the group and facilitate a conversation or to guide a dialogue where chapter members, those who feel so inclined to share, can share their responses. And then there's a conversation that comes from those shared responses to come to a collective agreement around how folks will share up in the space. And it also always can be the role of the facilitator to document what has been said, what the chapter has been doing well already based on what folks have shared, and where the chapter can improve to create safety, validation, trustworthiness, accountability, and affirming spaces. So that's the practice that we have to share with you all for today. We hope that it's generative and that you all can really apply it and to reimagine it for the context that works for you. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Chris and Ife for sharing that powerful and clear exercise with us. We always love to hear from you when you try using these practices in your own organizing work. So let us know either via email. You can go to our website at healingjustice.org and send us a message into our inbox. Or you can comment on social media on Instagram at Healing Justice, or find us on Facebook, Healing Justice Podcast, or Twitter at HJ Podcast. Let us know how this deepening of community agreements works in your own organization, or even additional practices that you have around creating community agreements that feel real and grounded and useful. You can download our corresponding conversation with Ife and Chris about preventative healing practices, aka how we can set up our organizational culture to reduce harm, via the episode before this one. And next week, we'll be back with part two of our conversation with BYP 100's Healing and Safety Council, where we'll talk with Janae Taylor and Kai Green about interventional practices for harm repair when harm does occur. You can give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice by contributing as a sustainer at patreon.com/healingjustice, or via the one-time donation link that you can find at healingjustice.org. This whole project runs off of free will offerings, so it means a lot when you give, and it also means a lot when you share and subscribe, rate, and review in whatever podcast platform you're listening to us. This episode was generously edited by Sonia Hansen and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. Thank you for your commitment to building movements that liberate all of us. Hear you next week.